So I'm joined in the studio with Sandra Doherty, Chief Executive of the Harrogate District Chamber of Commerce and also of Alexa House Guest House, and Sam Oakes, the Chamber Management Group Member and also Design by Gober. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining me today. We're going to be looking at your August meeting, Sandra. There's a new format for networking. I love the name. Goals, games and gadgets.
Well, yes, you've got to come up with something exciting to encourage people to come, because most people are a bit frightened of trying something new, aren't they? So I thought a catchy title would encourage them.
It sounds like something Nick would do on his breakfast show. It sounds really intriguing. So have you had a lot of people intrigued by it?
I have. I've had quite a few people email me and ring me up to ask me exactly what the games are, which, of course, is top secret and I can't let you know.
So without going into it with too much detail, if it's top secret, what can people expect?
Well, they can expect 6 different games and 2 challenges and a quiz. And the games vary from needing a bit of math skill to being a bit creative and building.
What are one of the games you've done? Can you give us a bit of an insight? What's one of the games that you've got planned or you've done?
I'm thinking I'm going to quite enjoy judging who draws the best dragon.
Brilliant. So it's all about having a bit of fun, relaxing, challenging and being interactive as well, isn't it?
That's correct. We used to do a business safari, which was a bit like a business card exchange. And often, you know, if you were an accountant and you started telling me all about your accountancy, I think people tend to switch off because we all know what the basic premise of people's jobs are. And this is a way of getting to know the person behind the job. And in that way, you know, I'm hoping that you might deal with people, because it's always good to deal with people you know personally and you've got a bit of repartee between each other.
It makes a difference, doesn't it, having that personal connection?
Of course it does, yeah, yeah.
Rather than having just a, oh, I'm an accountant, and oh, like you say, you switch off. And yeah. Not all accountants are boring, obviously.
No, but unless there was a picture on their business card, yeah. I tend not to remember who's who, but I'm not saying we should all go out and have pictures on our business cards, but at least if you've spoken to somebody and you've got a level of what kind of person that is, because anybody who's daft enough to want to draw a dinosaur or a dragon or whatever has got to take some guts to give it a go, haven't they?
Who can come to this event then? Who's it open to?
Actually, anybody can come to this event. The safaris were members only, but we decided we'd open up this to everybody who's got a business in Harrogate and district, and see if they'd like to come along and play with us.
So it's £15 per person, and the best bit, you get a buffet as well.
That's right. It's not £15 for members. It's only £15 if you're a second person or if you're not a member. The members, the buffet is included for them.
It's free for them. Brilliant. So where can they find more information about that?
On our website.
Your new website.
On our new website.
Speak to Sam about shortly. So it's harrogatechamber.co.uk. Where's it taking place as well, Sandra?
Oh, it's at the Harrogate International Centre in the Queen's Suite.
And that's Monday the 8th of August at 5:30. And harrogatechamber.co.uk is the website where you need to go, the new website. That Sam, you've kind of developed this and helped to get it off and launched. How has the process gone from start to finish to get this new clean look?
Sure. Well, we started really with the name change was a big thing. Mm. So I had to cast the net out a bit further for the Harrogate district. And so with that, we developed the new logo. So took on a colour scheme, took on the HDC for the Harrogate District Chamber with a tagline. And from that, we worked with Tim at Peregrine Software, who actually put the site together, which we sort of helped design. But he built it, which has got massives of amounts of features, particularly for members now. So it's just taking that new look, that new name forward, working with the site and working with our members.
Where did you get your inspiration from for the site? Obviously, you've worked with many clients, worked on many different sites. Where have you pulled your inspiration from for this?
Well, we had a look around at what other people are offering sometimes, but it's quite good. We started with a brand and took that forward, and then we had to work out particularly what members wanted from the website. So previously, we used to send out a printed review, sort of a monthly roundup of events. But now we have a news and a blog page, so we can put the news of the monthly meetings on there. Plus, members are allowed to sort of send information in, not specifically advertising, but news about their businesses. So that's rolling and updated very regularly. But the main thing is that each member now has their own profile page on the website. So members and non-members can search our directory read a bit more about the business and see pictures and special offers and all those sort of things. So it's mainly working out what the members want from the website.
Sam, for members, one advantage of the new website is they get to do a profile page, don't they?
That's right. So in the members area, at the bottom there, there's a login page, which all members have a username and password where they can get in and they can update their own text for their business profile. So you can add quite a long or short, let's say, description of what you do and any special offers you have. But it's something that you can update at any time and you have full control over, which is excellent.
Right? So opening up that personal side again, isn't it, Sandra? So I'm guessing you're very happy with the website.
I'm ecstatic because that website... it makes my life so much easier because I don't have to actually spend hours on the telephone telling people what's happening. I can actually just direct them to the website. But also, I think it gives that personal touch. As I say, you can either have your picture on the website or you can have a picture of your business or what have you. And so many people are driven by pictures these days. You know, just a few words doesn't really do it. Most people want some image to catch them. And I'm surprised, actually, how few of the Chamber members have bothered to put pictures on because, you know, every picture tells a story. And, I've had so many people say to me, oh, I didn't realise what your guest house looked like. It's big, isn't it? Because... you know, I have a picture of my guest house there, and I'm sure they were hoping to search and find, you know, a glamorous shot of me taken by Sam, but no, I've chosen an equally good shot of the front of the guest house. So it's good advertising, yeah.
It's a rallying call. Get your pictures on there and make the most of it. Lots of new aspects, benefits for Chamber members. You've mentioned some of them already. Sandra, you do a blog on the website, don't you?
I do, yes. Yeah. So such as Leeds Bradford Airport, yeah. Send me regularly their updates with a photograph, although these photographs tend to be the size that would probably cover the whole airport, but anyway, a small photograph it would be good, and it's just a news thing, so people can just dip in and dip out, and also the blogs are there forever, mm-hmm. so you can mm-hmm. if you wanted to search traffic and transport or travel, you could search and that genre would come up. Or if Stray wanted to send me a little something, I could put that up and tell everybody what lovely new studios you've got.
I think Vicky's just been taking pictures as well, haven't you, Vicky, of the new studios?
Yeah.
And one of the advantages with the website as well, Sam, Sandra, is that you can book for your next meeting in August.
You can. You can go to the front page and you can actually go to the Look Who's Attending, and members can book that from there, and non-members can send a request, which I'll reply to.
Also as well, social media has changed, obviously, as well. You've changed that as well. So what's the Twitter and Facebook now?
On Twitter, we are at HG Chamber. And on Facebook, if you just search for Harrogate District Chamber, it'll crop up. And the same on LinkedIn, just look for Harrogate District Chamber.
Perfect. Vicky, she sat there thinking she's not going to get involved, but I've dragged you in. Sorry, Vicky. So just to remind you, the meeting, the August meeting, Monday the 8th of August, 5:30 at the Harrogate International Centre. Get ready to draw dragons for goals, games and gadgets. Sandra, Sam, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.